Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book Broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, trying to bring to you once again the Word of God. Appreciate you listening today. Thank God for the Lord's Day, where we can get out and go to the house of God and enjoy the blessings that God has given to us through the church. And I appreciate that so much. It's good to be in your place of listening this morning. We'll send it out to the shut-ins, those that's not able to go to the house of God. I trust that you're feeling better today, and God just give you a good day as you can't go anywhere and be there at the house. And I appreciate that so much, you listening this morning. Hope we can be a blessing to you. Want to send out especially to the unsaved, those that's not saved by the grace of God. I trust something be said or done and point you to the Savior. He's the only one that's able to save you. He's the Redeemer. He's the one that redeems us from our sins through His own precious blood that He shed on Calvary's cross and then rose from the dead for our justification, living today at the right hand of God, expecting for the Lord to say someday, "Son, go get your bride. Come and get us out of this world. Carry us home to be with Him." So it's good to be here. Invite you to church this morning here at Mountain View Baptist Church. We invite you to come. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He'll preach to you the Word of God. You come today, Sunday school at 10, worship at 10:45, and back at 5 for the evening service at 5 o'clock, and then Wednesday at 7. So we invite you to come to be all week to our services, and believe something will be said or done, be a blessing to your heart. And if you're not a Christian, you come to, with an open heart and open mind. Let Jesus come into your heart and to your life. So it's good to be here this morning. Thank you for taking time. I'm glad Jesus is still alive and well today and redeeming sinners from their sins. I praise God for that. All right, we're going to have a prayer, then we'll go into some songs and the Word of God this morning. We'll be in the book of Hebrews today, and I try to be a blessing to your heart this morning as we look at the book of Hebrews. Fathers, we bow in your divine presence. Lord, we're so thankful for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for His gift to this world, for all the world. God so loved the world. You said in your own precious word, He came and gave and gives today even life everlasting to those that would come by faith to Him. Thank you, Father, for the sweet Holy Ghost that convicts us of our sins and draws us to the Savior, points us to Jesus, and then baptizes us into the body of Christ when we by faith believe, and makes us a child of God, takes us a boat up in our hearts and lives, and guides us all the way through till Jesus comes. And I thank you, Lord, for that day. And I want to thank you for being God this morning. Thank you just for being God and doing all of this for us that don't deserve it. But God, you came and gave, and you give freely every day, and you have patience with us, and you're wonderful to us, and we praise you for it. In spite of our imperfections, it's going to be there till the change comes when we get our glorified body. It's going to be a glorious day. Father, have your way in the broadcast. Use it this morning for your honor, and we'll give you honor and praise and glory for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you and be an encouragement to your heart this morning. And I tell you, our songs always help to get us to the Word of God. Amen. Always helps us. And so you listen now as she sings this morning.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Tell you, we ought to be able to say that this morning. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us. I praise God for that song today. Hope I was a blessing to you. We're going to have one more this morning before we go into the Word of God, and I hope it will be a blessing unto your heart today. You listen now as he sings. Amen. Love him, don't you, this morning? Thank God for the Lord Jesus, wonderful Savior. That's a day. Turn to the book of Hebrews this morning. The book of Hebrews, we'll try to bring to you, maybe start something today. We may go further in the book of Hebrews. And Hebrews chapter 11, it's a great chapter of faith. And preached from it many times, and I don't know if I have on the radio or not, but it doesn't make any difference. It's the Word of God. It's the Bible. I've preached many things over and over. I've heard them preached over and over. It's don't get old. It gets fresh. Amen. When the Holy Spirit breaks it, it's fresh. Fresh bread. Amen. From the Lord. And so Hebrews chapter 11 this morning, I want to read just a few verses here and try to begin the message we feel the Lord would have us to preach today. Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith you understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now I'm going to stop reading there just three verses this morning to get into this chapter today, and maybe go further than this. I don't know how we'll turn out on this morning, but Hebrews chapter 11 and verses 1 and through 3. First of all, I want to say that there's a fact of faith. There is a fact of faith. Faith is real, and thank God for faith that God gives us to be saved by. And faith comes from the Lord. It does. He gives to every man a measure of faith. And I'm glad that I had faith enough to get saved. I didn't understand nor know anything. When I came to the Lord that night, 71 years ago, I didn't know a lot of facts about the Lord. I knew that Jesus loved me. I've been heard him preach many times from the Bible, from the Word of God. I knew hell was real. I knew heaven was real. I believed that without any controversy. Just simple faith. And that's the only thing that got me to the altar was my faith in the Lord and what he could do. So the fact of faith is, the Bible said there in verse 1, now faith is. Now faith is. That's the fact of faith. Faith is something that everybody's got to exercise to get anything from God. It's impossible to please God without faith. That's what the Bible said. And God has ordained and God has set up a system where you can be saved by faith. You just got to believe God. You got to believe the Word of God. You got to believe the Bible if you're going to get saved. You got to believe the Lord. And you got to listen to the Holy Spirit. You may not know what he is or who he is, but I'm telling you, when the conviction of the Holy Ghost gets upon you, brother, you'll turn your heart to the Lord and that you've got the right direction. People sometimes have made professions without the right direction and wound up with nothing. But I'm telling you, he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your soul. So faith is. Now faith is, amen, faith is a fact. It's a fact that takes faith, it takes to please God. You can't work your way there. You can't get enough water to get there. You can't be baptized in every mud hole, baptized in Crete and river, on the face of this planet to get to heaven. You can't get there that way. It's by faith in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we find the fact of faith. And so you got to exercise that. You see, the Bible said there's the substance of faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The substance of things hoped for. That substance is tangible. It's touchable. That faith is something that is tangible. It gives proof of the things that we cannot see. And it's this faith that helps us to understand that God created all things by his word. And so that's what it tells us in verse 3. But faith is tangible. It's something you can touch, and it's something that's real. It's tangible, and it's proof of the things that we cannot see. We can't see Jesus. We can't see the cross. We've not seen any picture of the cross or been there where anybody else was, but we believe that. We couldn't see the blood that was cut out of our Savior. We didn't see the whips that was put to his back. We didn't see the thorns that was thrust in his head. We can't see the blood that ran down his body and on the cross and on the ground. We can't see that. There's no way we can see that, but faith puts that real to us. Now, it's tangible. We can see that by faith. And we believe that because of our faith in the Word of God. The Word of God brings us that report in the Scriptures, in the crucifixion of our Lord. It brings it to us. We've got to believe that. You can't believe that without faith. Without faith, you're going to try to buy your way in. Without faith, you're going to try to work your way in. Without faith, you're going to think you can go out, knock on enough doors, and you can get so many pamphlets sold and how many books sold and all of this, and you think that'll justify you in the eyes of God. That's not faith. You don't get in that way. And so faith is tangible. It's something that we see and have. God honors that faith. And so the substance of faith is tangible. It's a substance. Amen. Then he said, the Bible said in the next verse there, have the evidence of things not seen. And so it's evidence of things that are not seen. Now evidence, of course, is something that is convicting. It's convicted. Evidence is honored by God. It's honored by God. And blessed are they which have not seen, yet they believe. It's evidence. Faith is evidence. Amen. It makes it real. It's convicting. And it's something more real than your body. Amen. It's faith. It's tangible. Something that God gives every one of us. And so faith is something that only comes from the Lord. And something that is tangible. It's convicting. It's evidence that is honored by God. When you go to the court of law, you've got to have evidence to support something that is real. And if you've got that evidence, you'll find that that is honored by the law, honored by God, honored by the judge, and that evidence will prove you to be guilty or innocent. And so evidence is convicting, amen. It's real, amen. And then once you notice in verses 2, the results of faith. What does faith do? Well, now we know that faith is something that's real, and we that are saved by God's grace, it's so easy for us to experience this because we have put our faith in the Lord Jesus. And so there's a result of faith. That for by it the elders obtained a good report. How did they obtain a good report? By believing God. Amen. They're justified in the sight of God by faith, just like we are. They had to believe that God is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And they had to get to the place of their life they wanted God more than anything else. And that's what it takes today to be born again, saved by the grace of God, is to want God, want Jesus more than anything else in this world. Want to be born again. That's what faith is all about. And so it gives a good report to God. You've exercised your faith. I'm going to make you a child of God. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit come within you and make you a vessel of God that He can use for His glory, and then reward you for living for Him the rest of your life, and reward you in heaven for what you've done for Him. Praise God. I'm glad faith is, there's a result of faith. You can look all around you. Look on the church pew around you. Look at folks that you know, and you're pretty sure they're saved by the grace of God. But you'll find there's a result of faith. Amen. The results of faith. None of those things are a result of work. Not a person that's born again by the grace of God is a product of works. Amen. Not a product of buying your way in. You can't purchase your way in. But you can exercise faith in the holy God of Israel that sent Jesus to die for our sins, and put your faith in Him, and He'll save you, and there'll be a result of faith. He'll put you in the house of God. I've never seen a person get truly born again since I've been living for the Lord. I've never seen one person that really got born again that didn't want to go to church. And that's the first place you wanted to go when they get saved. Oh, I know society today is pushing church aside. It's become a social club. It's become an entertainment place. It's become something that the Holy Ghost has nothing to do with. And brother, I'm telling you, we've gotten to that place today. And I'm glad faith is something that produces that results. People get born again and want to go to church. And they say the younger generation today is not church-oriented much. Well, didn't have any parents that cared anything about going to church, didn't carry them to the house of God, didn't carry them to Sunday school, set them in Sunday school class under a godly teacher that'll teach them the Word of God, get some things in their heart. You can't get everything from preaching. You get enough to get saved by the grace of God. I'm telling you, this thing about growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus hasn't gotten everything by preaching. There's got to be some home stuff done. There's going to be some parents that instill some morals and some things in those children's lives and carries them to the Sunday school and teaches them at home and memorizes scriptures at the house and has devotion with them. It's a lifetime thing. While they got them under your roof, it's your responsibility. Well, that's all the results of faith is believers.
the result of faith are born-again believers that loves to serve God, and they love to go to the house of God, and they love to pray, and they love to sing, and they love to hear preaching. And all, listen, some of us even enjoy preaching. Amen. And so there's the result of faith is believers. Amen. You can look all through the New Testament. You'll find the results of faith. Look at these men. There's the fisherman. There's the doctor. There's those that followed Jesus Christ. He said, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Brother, I'm telling you, that's the result of faith. Those 12 men that walked behind the Lord, 11, of course, one of them was lost. But I'm telling you, those 11 that followed him around, and brother, they did that because of their faith in him. And they saw more as they had their with their eyes, and they listened with their ears, and they heard the teachings, and they could say, never a man spake like this man, like the soldiers did that went there to try to get Jesus. Why? Because, brother, he was something that was not like this world. He had the message of salvation. He never wasted a word. He never misused a word. Every word that he said had something to mean, something to say. And brother, Jesus came that we might have results of our faith in him. And brother, he saved us by his grace. And so he set up those disciples and those apostles, and he had, brother, put them in line and learned them and indoctrinated them and taught them, preached to them, and carried them around with him and showed them what it was to live by faith and work for the Lord God of heaven. And brother, I'm telling you, had the results of faith is seen all through the Bible. Read the New Testament, you see the results of faith. Brother, all of those believers there, those that had suffered things and brother went through things that nobody ought to have to go through with, simply because of their faith in the Lord. And they refused to recant. They refused to deny the Lord Jesus and the blood of Calvary. And brother, today they're results of faith. Amen. And you know, then all of that, you see, it gives them a good report to God. And the world don't love those that are saved. But I'm telling you, God's got a good report. And you've accepted his son as your savior. You let the Holy Spirit indwell your heart and life. And brother, when you got saved, and brother, listen, that's a good report to God. He looks at you when he sees you. He sees the blood of his son. I thank God that went to Calvary and paid the debt and saved us by his grace. Amen. And so there's the result of faith. Number three, how we receive knowledge by faith. Amen. Verses 3 said these words, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Through faith we understand. Amen. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The word of God said, let there be light. There was light. The word of God said, let there be the animal kingdom. There they were. Every one of them named. And brother, I'm telling you, brother, he said, let there be vegetation and there be waters and all of these things. And he made the heavens and the earth. And he had, brother, put this globe into existence, just a little speck of dust in the universe of God, brother. But yet God made us. Amen. Brother, he made us. He said, hey, we're the results of faith. We receive knowledge, my friend, by having faith to understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. It takes more ignorance to say that this thing come from a big bang somewhere. That don't make sense. It don't make sense. You take the human body, brother, God made the human body. It's a miraculous mirage of things that working together for us just to live. Only God could do that. We understand that by the word of God, because God made man and God made woman. Amen. They're still separate too. Amen. And so we receive knowledge. How do we understand the age of that? It was all planned by the word of God. And it's all by faith in him today. And listen, faith, listen, and we'll get down to this the next time that we come. But you know what faith does? It produces righteousness. Amen. Verses 4, Look what the Bible said. By faith the elder Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Amen. Why was he righteous? Because he exercised faith in the blood of Jesus Christ and believed that it was him that was going to come. Thank God. And so there he believed God. Amen. And so he obtained witness that he was righteous. Oh, he was just a young man, hadn't been in the world long. But I tell you, he got righteousness because of his mother and dad that showed him the sacrifice that was made. Praise God, was going to be paid for on the cross of Calvary when the Redeemer would come and the Christ of God would come to this world, all being developed and then revealed unto a world that's steeped in sin. Thank God it was going to get worse, but what did God do? He put him on this globe, and brother set up the sacrifice, pointed to Calvary, and said, one of these days you can have righteousness if you'll just listen to what I've got to say. Thank God for that. Well, I see our time's about gone this morning, but it's good to be saved today, good to be redeemed. It's all by faith this morning, amen, by faith in Jesus Christ. May God bless you is our prayer. Until next Sunday at this same time, amen.